Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It is 8:06 in your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, when you hear the drums, it's the weekend. You got the Gators playing tomorrow at noon up Mississippi State. Still got the rumors swirling around. Will there be a coaching change? Who could it possibly be? Chucky is the latest rumor. John Gruden actually started that rumor last year. But now it might be, still a rumor. So anyway,
maybe
John
Gruden. Heard about it. Maybe that's why he's looking for a college gig.
Well, yeah. And I said he's got connections with the with Florida. And this was last year. So we'll see. We'll see. I think I might have one here. I think I might. You know, if you, you know, start like 12 rumors and one of them turns out to be right, I still take credit for it.
You're a genius at that point.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see. What else we got? The biggest story, probably, for us in this region, Cedar Key and the huge fire that they had there. Mm-hmm. Burned a bunch of businesses down and stuff. That is just awful. This is, you know, right there on the waterfront. Now, look, you know, hopefully they'll be able to rebuild and you know, maybe make it even better. But it had a real quaintness to it, and I liked it the way it was. But we'll see. And then, you know, how difficult is it to rebuild now on the water?
Oh, yeah.
Not just the cost, which are huge, but the code, which is tough, and being on the water in limited space. That's that might not be a real easy one, but I think if there's any help as far as politically, I think that, you know, people do their best to pave their way. I already saw that, you know, Chuck Clemens had said Cedar Key strong. So, yeah, I think they'll get a lot of support.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll come back and you'll be even better there. But, yeah, that was one of the fun things to go and visit was, you know, the little touristy shops and restaurants right on the water where the Pelicans would be right there on the other side of the screen or window from you. All right. So, yeah, that's one of the big stories a lot of folks are definitely going to be talking about. The other thing, this might not get talked about as much because I don't know that the mainstream media, if you will, has picked up on this and how much time they'll spend on it because, well, it makes Democrats look bad. Remember the SAVE Act that Congresswoman Kat Kamick had talked about on the show with us, and this was that you have to be an American citizen to vote, which is already the law, but the SAVE Act would require you to have some sort of proof of citizenship. I think that's a great idea, and apparently most Republicans do, but the Democrats don't, of course. Well, when they catch wind of this new study, the Republicans are going to be even angrier and the Democrats will be even more defensive. Because a new study suggested as many as 2.7 million non-citizens could vote in this election. And I think it's where some places like in Virginia, they're already starting to vote. So, yeah, that should be a source of major concern. Just Facts is a nonprofit research institute. And basically, you know, they put the numbers together and they come up, and it's an estimate, but that's what they're estimating. And also, election fraud more broadly has become a concern since the U.S. election system was upended in 2020. In that election, an unprecedented 70% of all votes cast were done either by mail or early voting. So, yeah, and which is far different numbers than what we've had previously. And then now, as many as 2.7 million non-citizens possibly are going to vote.
That's a lot. It's too many.
It is. It's extremely irritating, to say the least. That's one of the reasons why, well, maybe why Donald Trump, when he was speaking recently, he was talking to, you know, to gun owners, and he said, you've got to vote. And apparently, when they extrapolate numbers, they don't vote in a proportion that they should. You figure if you're a gun owner, mm-hmm. that you should want to protect the Second Amendment. I think it's pretty clear who's out to protect it and who's out to strip us of our rights.
Well, I heard Kamala Harris saying she believes in the Second Amendment. If you break in her house, you're going to get shot. So, I mean, obviously, she believes in the Second Amendment.
She actually said that, yes. So, you know. But she also said in, 2007 or 8 that... look, even if you're a law-abiding citizen, in the sanctity of your own locked home,
yes,
that the government has a right to come in and check up on you.
Is that crazy? I'm glad that's... Oh, yeah, it was 07. I'm glad that is coming out now, because people need to hear... I mean, you talk about how radical she is all the time. People need to hear it in her own words.
Well, she was the Attorney General of San Francisco at the time she made those remarks. I mean, That's a big position with a lot of authority. Nothing compared to the presidency, but
right. But still,
she was a DA. Yeah,
you're in politics. You're working your way up the ladder, and that's what you're stepping up on and building up on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And right when she said, also, yeah, I don't want to take your guns. Like two sentences later, she literally said, I want to ban AR-15s.
Well, and she also repeats that the only reason that gun was designed was to kill as many people as quickly as possible. And it's like, okay, that's really just not true. Mm. But, you know, true. But again, you mentioned the T word that she has a problem with a little while ago. So
tyranny?
Well, truth. The one she has a problem. She has no problem with tyranny.
With tyranny.
Truth.
She likes that T word.
It's the truth part she's not so keen on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Rite Aid, they're... drug stores. I think most people know that, but Rite Aid's there's a store in Compton, California. They've had to place nearly. I can you're banging on your plate.
I know.
Have had to place nearly all of its merchandise, like all of its merchandise, under lock and key to combat rampant shoplifting that's plaguing. Well, it's plaguing the whole state.
It is.
But Rite Aid is taking these kinds of actions, and basically, it was everything you need.
I saw the video on this, and it's weird, because you know what it's like when you walk into the drugstore, you look down the aisle. Now imagine that whole aisle on both sides is behind locked plexiglass doors. Everything, all up, and you got a little button to push when you need an employee.
And let's just say you're there in stealth mode, meaning you're doing something nice for the missus. Uh-huh. You know, maybe there's a certain cycle that's taking place, and she says, hey, can you run to the store for me? And like a good hubby, you uh-huh. do. And,
yeah.
and but you want to do it low-key, you know, this is not, let's not make a big deal. We need to unlock the tampons on aisle 8! The tampons on... Yeah, that's low-key operation now is out the window.
And then Tim
unlock the lube, aisle 7.
And Tim Wall shows up, you know, looking for restock the boys' rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure the condoms are in both bathrooms by order of Tim Walls.
Yeah.
Every aisle at the Long Beach Boulevard location now features glass cases. Because of this, employees have to retrieve items for customers. Shopper Eduardo Ramirez described that as what it's like being inside the store. He said, well, it feels weird when you walk in. They're really uncomfortable. The only thing that's not locked up is the drinks, but that's it. Everything else is locked up. NBC LA reported on Wednesday that two Rite Aid stores in Los Angeles have taken such measures, even including paper plates, candy, cereal boxes.
Oh, my goodness. Paper plates? Really? It's that bad? Wow.
That's How do you bad. Hide a box of cereal?
Well, I don't even know that they're hiding it.
You think they're just picking up and walking on out?
They are picking up stuff and walking out the door.
Picking up what you're putting down here.
Yeah,
without
literally.
Paying for it.
Uh-huh.
8:16. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And if you miss anything, you can always pick it up on The Bob Rose Show podcast 24/7 on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast, click subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, in light of the fact that the Secret Service has... figured out every single case.
Mm-hmm,
they had time to chase Elon Musk.
I think there's still a few projects that they need to be on that they haven't.
A little background on that Crooks kid out in Butler, PA that took a shot at the president and killed a man.
That would be one.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd be one. And maybe more information about this really goofball guy Ruth that was hiding for 11 hours in a.
That would be another one on
the
list.
The shrubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But not Elon Musk. He's a risk.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He is some kind of... he's an unknown quantity.
Well, yeah. You can't even find him. You can't see him. You couldn't track him down.
But you can smell him because his name is Musk.
Wow.
Eight,
it smells like money, though. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
similar. 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, he's back and looking good at 40 years old. Jets beat up on the Pats for their home opener in New York, 24-3. So those fans are pretty happy.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Could it be like a Joe Namath-type season?
Is he going to wear a fur coat?
It's possible.
Okay.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
That's true.
You
don't know.
He will drink their blood along with a cup of ayahuasca while wearing a fur coat going through the jungles of Costa Rica. And then he'll return and play football.
Oh, wow.
But that's Aaron. We're talking about Elon.
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. Secret Service is reportedly probing Elon Musk's X post, pointing out that his X post pointed out, hey, you know, in light of what's happened to the former president, it's interesting no one is trying to assassinate President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, probably not in good taste. Probably not a comfortable thing to throw out there.
But it's just an observation.
Well, it is, and he claimed it was a joke, which, maybe I'm too sensitive on that stuff, but joking about the assassination, and even if it was reversed, and it was against Biden or Harris, I would still feel the same way. That person needs and deserves, very, very good protection.
Oh, absolutely.
It's in everyone's best interest for them to be safe. And so... I wouldn't have went there, but he's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He went there.
Now, do you really think joke? Was that a word that was used by him? Or just kind of sarcasm? Like, isn't it ironic that nobody's trying to kill the Democrats?
Well, he later deleted the post and claiming was a joke, is the way it was reported here.
Sure. I get it.
Yeah. He probably thought...
But how many people said that? Just seriously. Or thought it, like... Wow, that's interesting. They're really going after Donald, but it's not like the conservatives aren't trying to take out, anybody else on the left.
Well, I guess it's looked at like this. First of all, the Secret Service supposedly is supposed to examine, any threat that comes to its attention. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I think they're pretty sure that Elon Musk, isn't going to run around the countryside, hide out in the bushes
exactly.
for a chance to take a shot with an AK. I think what it is he's got a lot of followers. And could somebody misconstrue that? Could somebody, take that as, how come nobody is doing it? Maybe I'll do it because I've got issues. But that being said, inflammatory type language could lead to bad behavior, possibly deadly behavior. It would be interesting if that's what they thought in this case, yet the things that Democrats are saying and labeling Trump and then wondering, what do you mean inciting violence? Yeah, there's two people that have tried to kill the president, at least. Your words like, I don't know, he's Hitler, he's Mussolini, he's the Antichrist. That possibly, if enough people hear it, you're just by dumb luck, you're gonna be tapping on the shoulder of some nutbag.
Yeah, but little curly KJP says they're not just using the word threat; they actually cite instances. When they talk about it. So no
January 6th, Peter. That's January 6th.
I know, that gets under your skin. She's so condescending.
She is funny,
which is amazing for someone 3 feet tall.
Oh,
insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it that always refers to her? I'm trying to think who it is. Because someone in particular, they always refer to her as the DEI hire. One of the conservative talking heads always.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, DEI hire. I'm like,
It's still
funny.
And it could be because she checks a couple boxes,
she
right?
Does.
She's
yeah.
female.
Female,
African American. And.
Yes.
Is she?
Yeah.
I think I knew that. I think I heard that.
Yeah.
See, I don't care.
So she checks three of the boxes, but there's three
reasons.
But,
yeah, that would be, the DEI.
So she could really be bad at her job and still get it.
I think that it was actually the interview process, and they said, look, the things that are going to happen in this White House are going to be extremely difficult to try to make sense of, especially if you're being questioned by anybody that has half a brain. So we want to make sure that you have this unbelievable ability to not only lie,
yeah,
to not only manufacture truths, but also we want you to actually reprimand people for asking good questions.
And she does.
Yeah.
She really
how,
does.
So I think that's how she got the job. I'm not going to say it's DEI.
Okay.
An Israeli man has been charged over an alleged Iran-backed assassination plot against several senior government officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So, Iran, it would appear, they are, they've up the ante a little bit. And look, they're in the terrorist business.
Right.
That's like they're the number one at that business. They've got Hezbollah, the Houthis.
Uh-huh.
Who am I leaving out? Hamas.
Yeah.
Hamas, Houthi, Hezbollah. I wonder, do they all have to start with an H?
I don't know.
How brilliant of you.
It's Friday. Again, every time we do something really stupid today, it's Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's our get out of jail free card, our coverall, our CYA.
Yeah.
A statement by Israeli police says the nation's domestic intelligence agency, Shin Bet, and the country's FBI equivalent, Lahav 433, had worked together to expose a plot revolving around an Israeli Jewish businessman recruited by Iranian intelligence. Alleged the plots look to assassinate targets, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, the former Prime Minister Bennett, Israeli defense minister, head of Shin Bet agency itself. Wow. The man was arrested in August, formally charged just the other morning. I guess it would have been yesterday morning. And police went public, revealing details they said they had discovered about the plot. Getting serious. It is 8:28, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Gators play at noon. It's a away game, Mississippi State. So, yep, lots of football action for sure. And we need to give... Should we give the tickets away, or you want to wait? Let's get right now. Caller number 7 scores your last chance at a pair of tickets for the Black Tie Blue Jean Barbecue. That is going on tonight with the Republican Executive Committee featuring Florida Lieutenant Governor Nunez. So call 877-975-9825. Be the 7th caller and you score. He shoots. He scores. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday weekend. Yowza. I don't know about you. I'm ready.
Morgan's home. Yeah.
One of the places you may not be going for a little getaway, a little party, maybe Cedar Key, if you wanted to go to like some of the restaurants on the waterfront. They had a terrible fire. It burned a lot of that up. I'm not saying don't visit Cedar Key. Do visit. Spend money, but just know that some of those waterfront places aren't going to be there. Hopefully they'll rebuild.
Four of them.
It four? Okay. So, yeah, no, it still could be a destination. But, rest assured, it'll look a little different on the waterfront, and at least for some time to come. But always hope for the best. Things can come back even better.
You know, that's something, though, that Floridians have kind of gotten used to, I guess, maybe just, if nothing else, because of the hurricanes. You'll have some just terrible devastation. But very good, and the local governments and the state helping in a lot of those cases, of getting things back to normal as fast as they can. I mean, roads being built, bridges being put back up. Floridians are good at that.
Well, especially when you've got a good governor. That definitely helps. Governor DeSantis has been pretty aggressive to rebuild after hurricane damage. Tony Dungy. Mm-hmm. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah.
He's a very well-known former NFL coach who has had great successes there. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's also known to be a man of great faith, a leader of young people, mm-hmm. trying to get them to go in the right direction. And, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he took issue with Kamala Harris recently.
Mm-hmm.
It was a post, apparently, that Kamala put out. Quote, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government, and certainly Donald Trump, should not be telling a woman what to do with her body. In response, Tony Dungy said, Dear VP Harris, I hear you make this statement all the time. Exactly what faith are you talking about when you say you don't have to abandon it to support abortion? Then he went on to cite scripture. Are you talking about the Christian faith that says all babies are made in the image of God from Genesis? That God places them in the womb from Jeremiah? And that we should not take any life unjustly, Luke 18:20. Are you talking about that faith or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? What faith are you talking about?
I love it. Way to go, coach.
Well, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And again, you don't have to agree. You don't have to agree. Nobody has to agree on anything. We have a religious freedom. But I get where he's coming from.
Yeah.
You know, sick and tired of people, you know, that I don't know her heart, but,
you know her actions.
I know her actions. Yes. I know what she has spouted and stood for a long time. That's public record. So, I guess I'm sick and tired of them using anything when it's convenient, like, oh, so you're a person of faith? Well, listen, you don't have to, you know, get rid of your faith to agree with this particular position. Mm-hmm. Well, that's honestly part of what may be wrong with our country. That's part of it. Not all of it, but part of it.
Yeah.
It's noted by Fox News, Dungy also shared a post from former NFL tight end Benjamin Watson, who called out Harris in a post that said, a young mother from Georgia should be alive today, raising her son and pursuing her dream of attending nursing school. That's exactly what we feared when Roe v. Wade was struck down in more than 20 states. Trump abortion bans prevents doctors from providing necessary medical care. Well, Watson said in response, Amber Thurman's tragic death was caused by complications from legal abortion drugs and gross medical malpractice. She should have been treated immediately by physicians who instead waited too long to act. Georgia's pro-life law is not the issue. It does not criminalize doing a DNC, especially when there is no detectable fetal heart rate. Amber should be alive, and Harris should focus her attention on these facts so that we can prevent the next tragedy rather than promoting politically motivated falsehoods.
Wow. There you go. Good response.
Yeah.
Like that.
So, anyway, I mean, somebody's got to call
up.
Her out.
Absolutely.
The media's not. Yeah. You know, the MSNBCs and the CNNs of the world are not. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
What?
We have an anomaly, an outlier here.
Yeah?
On Thursday's broadcast of CNN Newsnight, host Abby Phillip stated that in 2024, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris' event with Oprah Winfrey said that it is part of a strategy that the Harris campaign is putting out there, which is to largely avoid doing interviews. Because she doesn't necessarily do well in interviews. So that's interesting that even CNN is beginning to get a little irritated by Kamala running and hiding from real media, real questions. Even if they're it's totally friendly media.
But the fact that she still won't even answer theirs, I'm sure, is irritating.
Phillip said, these events are part of a strategy the Harris campaign is putting out there, largely to avoid doing interviews. They're not necessarily settings that, well, where she shines. So they're doing this instead. Mm-hmm. And this is very different for her. Might it work? Will this be enough? We have less than 50 days until the next election. So, it is interesting when even somebody from CNN is calling her out about not doing legit interviews. I think if I have the numbers right, something like this is the least amount of interaction between a candidate and the media. And when I say candidate, I mean like one of the top two candidates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That this is the least amount of legitimate interaction by any candidate in the modern era, by far.
Well, I thought I heard a number, I would have to look it up. I thought I heard some numbers yesterday where between Trump and Vance, it was like up in the 70s. And for Harris and
it
Walls,
it was like double digits, it was like 14 to 17.
Like
7.
Really? Literally like 10%. Yeah.
Well, you know what she needs? Maybe she needs to spend more time with the Hildebeest.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Former First Lady Hillary Clinton suggested that she would be open to accepting an official position in a potential Harris administration, drawing jeers from Republicans who mocked her willingness to unretire.
That's funny.
Clinton is a two-time failed presidential contender, an election denier, a former senator, and a former Secretary of State. She had an interview with CBS News reporter Aaron Moriarty, asked Clinton if she wanted to work in a potential Harris administration, either officially or unofficially. So, well, certainly unofficially, I want to be as helpful as I can and would do anything I was asked to be helpful. I could even help to write the list of bad people for her. Yeah, she's good at that.
She has the list. She's checking it twice.
We have so much to do that it really should be all hands on deck. And anybody who can help in any capacity should be willing to do so. Steve Cortez, a Republican strategist, wrote, "Yikes!" You don't see that. Yikes! On X. A vote for Kamala Harris is a vote to make Hillary Clinton the defense secretary or secretary of state. Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to bring up that that Benghazi word that Hillary will, in my mind, always be directly connected to. Not in a good way.
Hey, look, Bob, at this point, what does it matter?
Thanks, Hildebeest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go back under your rock for a while, will you?
We wish. Yeah. We do wish.
All right. So you got that. All hands on deck. All serpents on deck.
Oh, they are serpents, aren't they?
Need all the demons from hell on board.
They're probably voting, too.
This is what I sound like when I'm not cackling. This is Kamala's real voice. Yeah, I'm going to bring you joy.
Actually, that's less irritating than her real voice.
I'm going to bring you joy, me and Beelzebub. Blah, 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 blah.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And the meds you're wearing off, clearly.
It's all right.
It is 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. The weekend is right upon us, and I love it. And plenty more to talk about coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Big old stack. Hot pancakes. Butter melting all over it.
Yum.
Smothered in syrup. Does that make you aggressive? Does that make you want to start a brawl?
No, makes me happy.
That's what I would think. Yeah. I would call it, you know, like comfort food.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Not the case. 8:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Happy Friday. Gators play tomorrow. Mississippi State, noon, up there, away game. Two families apparently broke into a brawl at a Florida IHOP. At an IHOP.
Really? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It went something like this, apparently, Monday night, North Miami Beach, when Precious Williams, 34, accused a 14-year-old girl who was in the restaurant with her family of saying something about her children, range in age from 3 to 8. The Daily Mail originally reported this. Footage NBC6 South Florida obtained shows a presumed mother of the teen denying the allegations as Williams becomes more accusatory and aggressive.
Ooh.
My son said one of them said something.
Okay.
She's shouting at the other family. The other mother with Williams told Williams to pleads with her to go away. Her children at the table. Yep.
Huh.
They just keep going at it. And it erupts into complete chaos.
Oh, my goodness.
The adult and minor members of both families joining into the fight.
Wow.
14-year-old girl appears to fight back against the adult woman, pulling her hair as she attempts to get free of her grasp.
That's
cops
crazy.
Respond to the restaurant. Arrested Williams, who was charged with abusing a child, four counts of child neglect without great bodily harm. Police body cam shows a female officer begging Williams to not make a scene as she's cuffed in front of the kids, to which she responds with, "I love my kids. I'm never a fighter or anything."
Except when your 8-year-old son says somebody said something and you accost a 14-year-old. And your name is Precious? Come on. Really?
In court, went on to claim that her children were called a racial slur, which led to the fight. And her defense attorney, Matthew Goldkind, told the judge that the video shows somebody putting their hands on Williams and then her striking back. The prosecutors offered the defendant a plea deal for 1 year of probation and anger management courses.
Yeah.
But she declined.
What?
She declined.
Oh.
The judge reminded her that she could face a maximum of 5 years in state prison if convicted in a trial.
I'd take probation.
But she still opted to take her chances.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a Florida woman story instead of a Florida man.
Yeah.
And like I said,
equality, you know, equality.
You're an IHOP.
Oh, man.
I mean,
I'm just envisioning melting butter and syrup and some sausage
crispy
patties.
Crispy bacon.
Bacon. Couple of eggs over medium.
Nothing to get, you know.
No.
I mean, look. Yeah. We all get a little hangry.
Oh, yeah. But you're at IHOP. So,
and the kids are there. The kids are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my child said a child said something.
I guess what it turns out is that they just don't want Waffle House to have all the fun.
Oh.
I think it's what it comes down to.
Oh, well, you know. If you think about it.
Aren't they number one in brawls or something?
Well, and Waffle House does get more press for lots of reasons than your IHOP
some good,
does.
Yeah.
So good or bad. Yeah, they're good around hurricane season.
They're one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And people go, yeah. Not all people, but some do. I'm like, I can't help it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fast. It's cheap. I don't have to pick two. I picked all three and got them.
Wow, look at you.
Look at that. Huh. Okay, if you're looking for ambiance, okay.
Well, okay. Can't have everything, can you?
Yeah, exactly. by the way, the song that we played the other day about Donald Trump, this thing is number one on iTunes. Just 24 hours after its release.
Is that all you got?
This guy actually works for Breitbart, John Kahn, and he put this moving tribute together to President Trump, and Fighter landed at number one on iTunes charts across all genres. Millions of views on the video on X alone. It surpassed songs from the music industry's biggest artists, including Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, and Jelly Roll.
Oh. Yeah.
After hearing the news of the number one, Khan said, "I know I speak for my co-writer, Chris Wallen, when I say we are beyond grateful that the song is resonating so strongly and that folks responded to a portrayal of President Trump that reflects his resilience, passion, and love for this country, especially when the media and Hollywood are bending over backwards to hide it." Even more than just hide it.
Oh, man.
It's hate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is unadulterated hate. So anyway, we need some good stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's good stuff. You would think that, if you're in judo and you're fighting and all that, I mean, would it be unheard of to, thank the good Lord that you came through it okay? Or, maybe ask for his blessing before going into a ring.
You see a lot
of
athletes,
think that's completely uncommon.
You see a lot of people doing that as they're going in to do something. That's not unusual.
A Serbian judo champion was left stunned when he was informed he was being suspended for 5 months for daring to make the sign of the cross after his match in the Paris Olympic Games this year. It's after the match, so you can't say, oh, maybe it was part of some... I don't know what you could say.
What's the problem? I mean...
I don't know. Nemanja Medjov, 28, has been told that he will not be allowed to compete in any International Judo Federation sanctioned fight until February of next year because he supposedly violated the organization's rules of comportment. You know, how to behave, basically.
Sure.
IJF maintains that it is being sanctioned for having shown a clear religious sign when entering the field of play. He wasn't entering it. He was actually exiting it. His match, from my understanding, was over. It was after his match. So yeah, I mean, if you're saying when entering the field of play is the way the bylaw is written, the video confirms that after his July 31st match, Medjov did indeed perform the sign of the cross as he walked away from the mat.
Okay.
So it wouldn't have even been, say, in the face of his opponent if that's who would be somehow offended by that. He was walking away. Confirming the suspension in a public statement on Instagram, Medjov said, 15 days ago, I received notice from the World Judo Federation about a 5-month suspension for violating religious codes, more precisely for crossing myself. I am prohibited from participating in tournaments, training camps, training, etc.
Wow. That's pretty stiff.
A little harsh.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, we've got a special guest coming on the show for a very special cause. You may have heard of it. Toys for Tots. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.